Sam Cooke changed the sound of popular music.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and cotton is high.
In 1957, Cooke became a pop music idol, bridging the gap between rock and soul. His distinctive tenor soared on the high notes and glided over the lower ones, floating easily from soft to loud and smooth to rough.
So hush, little baby, don't you cry.
As a child, he sang with his siblings in a group formed in their father's Baptist church in Chicago. When he turned 19, he became the lead voice in the Soul Stirrers, one of America's top gospel acts.
Well, there was a woman from Samaria came to the well to get some water. There she met a stranger who did a story tell. That a woman dropped a pitcher, she drank and was made richer from the water he gave her, and it was not in the well.
Jesus Gave Me Water, the first single on which he sang lead, was the biggest seller that the Soul Stirrers ever had.
Peter Guralnick wrote the script for the new biographical DVD, Sam Cooke, Portrait of a Legend, 1951 to 1964. It begins with Cooke as a talented but obscure gospel singer.
Sam had a very immediate impact and appeal in the church appearances, at the gospel programs where the Soul Stirrers would appear, and it was totally different than any other gospel singer at that time, and in many ways different from the appeal of that is predominant in the gospel world, because he really, it was a much quieter voice. It was almost a crooning voice. It was something that was very much influenced by Bill Kenny of the Ink Spots along with Nat King Cole. And Sam presented this very easygoing, relaxed approach, almost a very sensual approach. But then he could lean into the song and just take the church out.
Said if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She cried, oh, and oh.
Women fainted, went crazy, and it was not just the Lord moving them.
Well, Sam was a very good-looking man. He was very confident. He had tremendous poise. But in terms of his appeal to an audience, you know, it's hard to describe exactly what it was. I mean, it was sexual, it was sensual, but he had a kind of winsome appeal. I mean, you can watch him in the performances on the DVD, and you can see the way he'll bite his lip. You can see the minimalist gestures that he'll use, but the way in which he'll bring the audience in and almost incite the audience or excite the audience.
And that voice is so distinctive. You know, if he sang Ave Maria, you'd know it was Sam before he got to Ve.
Might have been said that he could sing the telephone book. His sound is so pure and so much his own.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
As a writer?
Well, Sam, as a writer, saw himself almost as a kind of reporter. So when he writes a song, like A Change Is Gonna Come, towards the end of his life, adopted as a civil rights anthem, he took the experience of traveling throughout the segregated South. He took the experience of the racism that he encountered. He took the experience of talking with the student sit-ins all through North Carolina. He took the experience of being arrested in Shreveport for attempting to register at a hotel. He took all of those experiences, but he enlarged upon them and he broadened them to the point that the song, A Change Is Gonna Come, becomes a statement of what a generation had to endure.
Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please.
He debated with himself for a long time about whether to go pop or not.
Yeah, no, I mean, there was tremendous pressure on Sam to go pop. There was tremendous pressure all throughout the gospel world with the success of Ray Charles's I Got a Woman at the beginning of 1955, because it really marked the way for gospel to enter into the pop world. It established clearly the appeal of the gospel sound, even though it was a strictly secular song.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town.
From that point on, both record company owners and singers like Sam Cooke recognized the clear commercial possibility of bringing the sound of the church into the pop arena. But there was a tremendous amount of ambivalence on the part of all the gospel singers, and on Sam in particular.
Well, there are some folk who look and long for this world's riches, oh yes. There's some folk who look for power, position too, oh yes. But I have a Christ all in my life. This makes me happy. And oh, he's all in all this world to me. Christ is all.
Tomorrow, biographer Peter Guralnick explains how Sam Cooke made the leap from gospel to pop and landed on top of the charts. Photographs and music are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.
He's all in all this world to me.
Well, Christ is all means more to me than this world's riches. Oh.